Hey everybody, Jeff Prather back with you with John Couch in the studio and an old friend of mine, Kirk Wald, who I was commissioned with like 35 years ago visiting. So connecting the dots, fake news in the deep state won't and don't want to know. If you want to support the show, you can go to gogetfunding.com, Prather Point. And always remember my sponsors, because I'm a very controversial guy. I don't get a lot of sponsors, but the guys that do sponsor me, which are Perfection Auto Works and Diamondback Shooting Sports, those guys are not afraid to speak out. Not only are they old timers and excellent in what they do in auto working in town and in gun stores and gun gear stuff, but they are patriots, and that's how you get around globalism, is supporting local patriots. And if you're willing to support me, you're willing to stand up, because the G's been coming after me for a long time, as you heard a while back when I had ATF whistleblower Vince Cefalu on the show. So even more important than getting great auto work done at Perfection Auto Works at 1046 North Beverly, 323-8650, at perfectionautoworks.com, even more important that he's been in town for 20 years and he's doing a great job is that he's a local patriot that cares. How many of those are in Tucson, in liberal Tucson? Not that many. And the same thing with Doug at Diamondback Shooting Sports, who supports, there's discounts for law enforcement, there's discounts for military, there's discounts for retired guys like me, all of that stuff that's real important. So I'm trying to slowly organize the show into different sections, because I'm the last live show of the week, although sometimes that's real good because I get to break things that no one else has, but I'm certainly always going to tell you stuff that the propaganda press is not going to tell you, because the major news propaganda presses are owned by a small group of elite, and they control the media, and every day they're controlling it more. Google, Facebook, Amazon, YouTube, they're all developing censorship and prohibiting the First Amendment, and they're all going to start bringing that to bear with the upcoming election, because the deep state did not get the candidate that they wanted. And so that's all going to happen. So one of the ways that we get around that is with small citizen journalists like me and other shows where you get real news as opposed to fake news. So one local story you probably aren't going to hear about, and I bring it up because I do a lot of local security. You know, Warrior School is a Arizona DPS certified security company. I do a lot of security guard training, unarmed, armed. I kind of got my start on radio on the Dave Sitton show. Do you remember Dave Sitton, John? He was a great guy, and he was on another network, and he had American Mail, Daily Mail, and American Warrior, and I fit both of those categories. And I was doing it was after, I think, the Connecticut shooting, and I put together a Stop Active Shooter program. Students and Teachers on Protection was the abbreviation, because, you know, I'm from the government, so we all got to have abbreviations for everything. And really, that turned out really well. I've done a lot of that, but I thought this was interesting. You probably haven't heard this. And this is another TV station I've been on a lot. News 4 Tucson, I've been on that show a lot. That channel a lot. There's this John Coral, who is a security agent. I'm not sure what that is, because you're a security guard. You're certified at TUSD, was arrested by TPD for a sexual molestation of kids. And the real sad thing about this is that this happened this week, but that he has complaints going back to 2000. And he was accused and arrested back in 2008 and 2009. And he is finally, some brave student who doesn't want to be known, finally came forward. And the TUSD school district knew about this and let this go on. And why this is so poignant, ironic to me is, I am a, of course, I'm a former federal special agent and firearms instructor and military guy, and I've done all kinds of training, and we still do that. I've guarded presidential candidates, Santorum, you know, McCain, but I have lost contracts because, particularly, and I've done a lot of churches and synagogues and private Christian schools and Jewish schools in town, done security training for them, done security surveys for them. I have courses on all that, safe churches, secure schools, and I've helped out some schools. But I've also lost a lot of contracts because they believed the deep state propaganda that is published about me online, which is phony. So there are phony documents out there. All you got to do is look them up. They're not real court documents. You're not going to find that because the same thing that they have done to Trump is the same thing they did to me, except they started doing it a decade ago. It's a template. They just pull it out. It's sad because I've lost contracts of schools where I could help those schools, but because they were believing propaganda. That's why I say the propaganda press. But then they didn't look at the real arrest records. And so that's kind of the local story that I wanted to mention. Any comment there? My old good friend, Kirk Wald, we've been together for like 35 years, commissioned together and all kinds of stuff.
I say that ever since I've known you, you've been an honorable man that has cared about people, and I know you, and I can't imagine that that's true, and I'm glad you're triumphing over that and not caving into that kind of bullying. I hate bullies, so do you, and I'm glad you're not giving into the bullies and pressing on.
Yeah, there's some of us that you know, Jay Dobbins, the ATF whistleblower, Vince Cifalo I had on the show a while back, they are never going to shut us up. They will have to kill us to shut us up. We are not going to be silent. So don't let them intimidate you. The big lesson here is it's all about self-censorship today, especially with the younger generation. They don't have to censor you if you'll censor yourself, if you'll lower your voice, if you won't talk about stuff. And I'm an old dog. Kirk's an old dog. John's an old dog. Okay, we're not going to be quiet. We are proud patriots, proud Christians. And again, I'm not saying that we don't make mistakes. There are plenty of sins. I've talked about those. I talk about those more than anybody else. But the younger generation, because I taught at U of A, I taught at Pima College, and the younger generation is afraid to say anything. Like, I've been accused of being a racist. It was really funny that because I was a major guest on a black conservative's show for years. He's on another station now. My martial arts teacher is Japanese. My Apache teacher was Indian. So it's funny, but they just want to accuse you of everything. So don't give into that, guys. Another quick little story. So that was my local effort there, story. And of course, Trump just got DOD funding for the wall. That's great. We have a lot of crime coming up from the border here. We always have. Of course, Tucson police is down probably 700-800 officers because we have a very liberal police chief who is an activist by his own description. But everybody is buying into this fake propaganda press journalism. It's not based upon experience. And just another quick little story to mention to you is, Omar, the Somali Muslim congresswoman, part of the squad, is very outspoken, and the Dems are shooting themselves in the head again because they're splitting the Democratic Party. And so there was a nice lady, a well-recognized journalist and media executive, Hodan Nalayeh. And she wanted to show how Somalia was really this great place. Of course, for Kirk and I, Somalia, that's Black Hawk Down territory. For that, that's Operation...
Gothic Serpent.
Gothic Serpent. Thank you. Thank you. Kirk is less senile than I am. And we know those guys, you know, and we know the heroism for there. But anyway, this young lady wanted to go show how Somalia was really a great person, great country. And so she went back to film and show around, and she was among 26 people killed by al-Shabaab militants in Kismayo last week. So and then I talked recently about the bicyclists who were bicycling around, and they went and got killed too. And so this propaganda press, social media that is not based upon any life experience is very deadly, and it's going to get even more deadly. And I will talk about that right after we get back from this break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this break. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you with the next segment of the show, talking about the propaganda press. And Kirk had something to chime in there about that. He's an infantry officer, but very well read and intelligent and visiting. And went to, so go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention that having kids in college, I've noticed that liberal ideas or progressive ideas cannot withstand scrutiny. They cannot withstand logical analysis. They have no answers. So the tactic becomes to silence opponents. And like you had wisely mentioned, self-censorship works best. But if you will observe college campuses especially, it's liberals that are always shouting down conservatives. You will never see conservatives shouting down liberals. Conservatives want to engage in a war of ideas and engage in apologetics and sharing their point of view. But liberals can't do that, so they shout their opponents down. It's the opposite of going to a university and being exposed to other ideas and having your ideas challenged. They can't withstand that, so they silence their opponents or threaten them.
No, that's a great point. Very well said. And that's what you're seeing on college campuses all the time. You're seeing that with the so-called anti-fascistas, who are the fascists. But as you know, I'm always saying our republic has fallen because there are now two sets of laws, one for the elite like Clinton and one for everybody else. But the revolution to reestablish our republic has begun. And while you're seeing all this censorship, now it's coming to Instagram. And so the newspapers and everything, that's not where the kids are, but Instagram is. But listen to this one. I saw a story on a little video clip on Instagram of a black Trump supporter trying to have a conversation with a white anti-Trump guy, and was talking about a 10-year-old Mexican immigrant girl who had multiple DNA analysis of different semen in her, because as I've said, there's a lot of child sex crimes and trafficking going on, and the guy would not engage, and he would not discuss. He was just saying, so the revolution has begun, and it is a revolution not just to come back to our values, but it's changing party lines as well, and that is, again, good news, because I know so much of the time I'm saying stuff that looks very depressing, but that's real good news. So this week, if you weren't sure that the deep state existed, Mueller, in his testimony, proved to you without a doubt that the deep state exists. Miss Food is the guy in Italy, supposedly, who told Papadopoulos that the Russians had stuff on Hillary, and he was not interviewed, although he was in D.C. in 2017, and it looks like he was a State Department or a CIA source. But it was very clear that this was just another complete phony hoax, without a doubt. So why is this going on? Pelosi, the third in line for the president of the United States, CNN, MSNBC, all the propaganda press, all the Democrats, they still are saying that Trump is a traitor. Why? Because whatever they accuse you of, they actually did. They committed treason. And we're going to talk about that. The Democratic Party and the FBI are conspiring with hostile intelligence services Obama and Clinton ran guns, Fast and Furious. That's how they start going after me over a decade ago. Drugs, that's my end of it. DEA led a similar cartel, run drugs north. Look up Niebla Zambada trial. It's right there. Cash, that's Iran, state sponsor of terrorism. They conspired with our enemies. And Hillary Clinton rigged the Democratic convention against Bernie Sanders. And Seth Rich was a Democratic IT guy, although the family says he wasn't, but the family's probably saying that because anybody who ever accused the Clintons doesn't last long. I'm trying to think of her name. The Obama birth certificate lady, she just died. They say it was in a plane crash, but no, it wasn't a plane crash. Everybody got out of the plane crash. A scuba diver pops up, and then she dies. She has a heart attack 3 days later. Schiff met with Glenn Simpson in July 2019. Recently. Oh, no, not, that can't be right. No, he met with 2018. Sorry, I got that as a misprint. He met with him in 2018 in Aspen at a conference. That's the guy who ran Fusion GPS. Schumer met with Putin in 2017. I mean, this is, Kirk, is this not obvious to all of us who have used intelligence? And the big story now is that Trump just brought in a new DNI, Director of National Intelligence. I used to stand outside the DNI's office at Boeing. They're in charge of all of the intelligence everywhere. Why? Because the old guy was just focused on Russia trying to influence our elections. And why is that the story? Hillary conspired with Uranium One via Mueller, and the server, we know, was intercepted by the Chinese. The Clinton Foundation got millions from Russia and China. And you were talking earlier, I think you had something to say about the server with Hillary.
Hillary's server, which I believe was a dead drop, a way to pass information to the Chinese with plausible deniability, stored on a server that's not secured that anyone could hack. Well, after it was discovered that her server was penetrated by the Chinese, the entire CIA network of assets, spies in China, was rounded up and executed. So I would say it's not a stretch to say that information was passed to Chinese intelligence to help cleanse them of their CIA assets that we had planted over there.
Well, that's a great point. And I see I already got a caller on. I guess that's probably Sean from earlier today. So I didn't even see that. Sorry about that. Sean, you're on the air. Welcome.
No, not at all, Jeff. Thank you very much for taking my call. Kirk, I got to ask you something. You said something about having young skulls full of oatmeal in these college campi, if that's the right word. And I've spent, way too many hours at the U of A. You talk about the liberal and conservative bend, but if you're at any of the colleges down at the U of A, there's very few people that will actually, on the university campuses, even talk about life didn't come from a puddle of mud. Do you see that in your life, Kirk?
Absolutely. I have a wonderful, intelligent daughter that just graduated from college back east, a fairly conservative college, but it's interesting to engage that generation. They're afraid to talk about conservative ideas because they are just hounded by liberals. And those kids are, as my dad used to say, often wrong but never in doubt. They're convinced they're right, but they don't have the facts. And so good kids are cowed into silence. You're right, nobody's questioning how that all began. Even Darwin's theory on his book On the Origin of the Species, he never talked about that. He talked about the changing or mutating of species, but he never addressed how did it start? What was the prime mover? There had to be a cause that created life, and they won't talk about that. So I would agree with you completely.
I'm glad you will admit that, because I've had hardcore, and again, scientific people, and I don't degrade these people that do astronomy, and they can go to 150 billion light years away from our universe right now and say, no, you can't talk like I do about 6,000 years of recorded human history. But I just talk about recorded human history. I'm not talking about life. But most colleges have a very difficult time just telling these young kids it's a very difficult mathematical equation to to talk about a puddle of primordial ooze and then say, out of that ooze came a salamander, a banana tree, an orangutan, and you.
Very good. And where did the ooze come from, by the way?
I
know. Where did that come from?
God only knows, I would say, Kirk.
Touche.
Well said. I don't know if you were listening last week, Sean, but I did a whole big segment on the NIH, National Institute of Health, sponsoring in vivo abortions and cutting out the livers of a baby, and Trump ended that program and cut $60 million from Planned Parenthood.
And it hurts, Jeff. It hurts.
Well, we're making progress, and there's going to be more of that because Trump is, this is a very carefully planned, I'm a Q guy, I'm a QAnon guy, it's really military intelligence. This is what has to do with the Black Hawk helicopters flying around D.C. right now. This is what the helicopters in L.A. happen to be, because the military is still patriotic. And you know, to talk about that one more. It's not really what I was going to talk about today, but so there's a big bang. Cool. So every time, so Kirk was infantry, and I've blown lots of stuff up when I got to be an SF. There, after you blow something up, it's chaos, right?
Correct.
But after the big bang, there's order.
That's right.
Oh, wait. Huh.
How can that be? There had to be a cause. It would be like, human beings or biological entities are so much more complex than machines, infinitely more complex. We don't even know how cells ultimately work. There's so many mysteries. We can't explain gravity. So it would be like arguing a tornado could go through a junkyard and just randomly assemble a 747. I mean,
their argument, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Violates logic.
Yeah. But thanks for that call, Sean. Real good, and I appreciate you listening in. So getting back to Mueller proving the deep state for everyone is a lot of people watched that, including me, and everybody thought, oh, he's a doddering old fool. I don't think so. I think it is an act. Because when the Dems would ask him a question, he goes, true, got that. And then when the Republicans would ask him a question like, where's Ms. Food? How'd this get started? Like, well, I never heard of Ms. Food. What'd you say? He's running out the clock. He's been doing this a long time. Under Whitey Bulger, he put guys in jail for 20 years. He's been doing this a long time. He's afraid of going to jail. And Barr tried to give him a way out. When he asked for the letter, that people think that Barr initiated that letter. He didn't. He asked for that letter and said, just talk about that. He did not want to testify. He was nervous, but I do think it is a big act. Anyway, coming up on another break here, but that was a great call, and it's great to have an old friend and patriot and staunch pro-life, very religious guy, old friend of me in the studio with me. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this break. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, Perfection Auto Works Studios. Back with you. 10:30 a.m. KVOI, trusted local news and talk. Calling in at 520-790-2040 to join the show. So, Steele, Christopher Steele, Glenn Simpson, Ms. Foote, Mueller never heard of him. And there's no proof, remember, that the Russians hacked anything. The FBI never got the servers. I mean, except for the propaganda press, this would be obvious. This is a joke. And they just keep making it worse. They just keep making it worse because they keep lying. But on page 109 of the report, compiled by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, is a claim the Russians intercepted a phone call of then-President Bill Clinton having phone sex with White House intern Monica Lewinsky. It's redacted, but the context is clear. Clinton was allegedly recorded by Russia in the 90s, allowing to learn of the affair before American officials. This kind of goes exactly to what you were talking about, is that the Clintons have sold out for a long time to our enemies, the Russians and the Chinese.
If you were an intel guy or a law enforcement guy and you wanted to turn somebody, what do they call it, a honeypot, them? He's totally compromised from the perspective of being able to be blackmailed. Who knows what Putin blackmailed Clinton on.
And that's what Epstein was. Epstein set up by Mossad and CIA for honeypots. And you know, folks, and this fits in with me too. Just like they went after Trump's taxes, the DOJ wanted 20 years of my taxes when they went after me. And they even sent a female, I just remember this. They sent a female out to my dojo from DC to show up. It's like, I want private lessons. It was obvious, didn't fall for it. But the template, there's nothing new about this template. They have a script and they want to make reality fit the script. Don't buy into the script and don't self-censor. But the claim comes up in a section of the report recounting contacts between Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law, and Dmitry Symes, the CEO of the Center of National Interest, which the Mueller team says has connections to the Russian government. And Symes provided Kushner the Clinton-related information. The reason for the redaction, though, is noted as personal privacy. That is, they redacted the part that showed that the Russians listened to Clinton having sex with Monica Lewinsky in the White House. But guess what's not redacted? That is the well-documented story of a highly questionable connections between... It's the story talking about Trump with the... I'm not even going to say this on the air. It's too disgusting. The disgusting story about Trump, that's totally in there, but the Clinton story is pulled. And this goes back to a CIA officer named Fritz Ehrmarth, who claimed to have learned it from U.S. intelligence sources, not from the Russians. Now, Ehrmarth is 78. He was a 25-year CIA veteran from 88 to 93. He said the line in the Mueller report that says any of this was based on intelligence information is the product either of faulty remembering by Dmitry or flawed inference or a hostile fabrication by the Mueller people. The report implies my misuse of intelligence or use of intelligence that is classified in this context, and that is completely false. So the CIA guy that they got the report is saying, no, the way they presented it, like everything else in this investigation, like everything else in the dossier, like everything they did against me over a decade ago is slanted yet again. Anyway, got another caller on the line. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Yeah. Say, I'm a long retired Navy pilot, and I'm getting worried about NASA. This Kelly thing has really got me concerned. do you recall back when Clinton allowed that astronaut who was retired and now a senator from Ohio to have a special program at an do an old age retraining and flying. Do you recall that? And I'm wondering if you recall also how he destroyed the hearing in the Senate that was called by the senator from Tennessee to find out about the Chinese money and influence going into the Clinton administration. And there's other things that I've read over the years about NASA that makes me think that they are going far, far left. What do you think?
No, yeah, I would agree with that. And I would agree that there are a lot of senators who have also been corrupted. But, you know, I think Kirk's analysis is really good. If you want to really insert an agent and you really want to think big, then where do you want an agent? You want the agent with the most access. And it has been factually proven. Remember, the Dems admit this. The Russians hacked the DNC's emails. And it has been factually proven that the Chinese and other intelligence services, but the first one to go to for the open server was Hillary's server. Remember, the FBI never got to look at that. That was CrowdStrike who told them all that. They never even got a final report. They got a draft report from those guys. Why? Those guys didn't even send a final report. Why? Because they don't want to put their name on a final report. So yeah, the deep state has corrupted almost all of our institutions, even somewhat the military. But I think that's why you're seeing Black Hawk helicopters flying around DC because, you know, I got to serve in the military, in federal law enforcement and intelligence, but by far I enjoyed my military time the best. And, you know, Kirk and I are still in touch with some of our old military buddies, because there is a sense of honor there, selfless service and patriotism. But yeah, I think that NASA is definitely corrupted as well. Certainly the courts are, certainly so many of the systems are. And if I talked to a long time ago, I know you've been listening for a while, I talked a couple months back about the Black Hawk helicopters doing the ops in LA near an embassy, near a building associated with the Guatemalan embassy. And of course, there's a lot of child trafficking. I just talked about that through Epstein and everything. So if you're going to counter all of that stuff, then who can you still go to? You can't go to the DOJ, right? The DOJ is obviously totally corrupt. You can't go to the CIA. You can't go to the Five Eyes. We're seeing Italy and the other ones. So who can you go to?
The military.
The military.
Those, you probably know people like I do. The officers and enlisted men that served took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. They love this country, and they mention all the time, and quite rightly, that oath does not have an expiration date. You take that oath for life.
Yeah, you know, told me that was General Boykin.
Really wonderful guy.
General Boykin.
What a man.
Yes, a chaplain, and also he used to command Delta Force, and we used to command INSCOM. They ran across him a couple times. But thanks for the call, Paul. I hope that answers your question there. But speaking about FBI corruption, you know, the FBI, remember a while back there was an FBI agent and he did a backflip in a bar, picked up his gun, shot somebody with it? No big deal. Well, the FBI is rocked by the public suicide of a top FBI agent who investigated the Clinton Foundation.
That was the guy?
No, that's another guy.
Another
no, that's
guy.
Another,
oh, another
FBI
guy.
Bar. No,
okay.
Try and keep it.
Sorry.
Try and stay with.
There's
kind
so
of get
many.
Locked. There's so many. Yes, there's so.
That's so embarrassing. So,
yes. Yes. And I know there's a bunch of cops, spies, ex-cops, ex-fed, special agents, ex-soldiers, and ex-spooks listening. Spooks, that's a term for spies, by the way, listening to the show. Feel free to call in, 527-9024. You don't even have to give your name, but I know you guys are listening. But yes, he was at the Container Bar in Austin, Texas, and he was managing the Complex Financial Crimes Unit. I did FinCEN back in the day. He worked at FBI headquarters, Ponzi schemes, and quantitative finance. A really smart guy, much smarter than me, I'm sure. And late in the evening in the Container Bar, he reportedly turned the gun on himself. And the FBI then said, make sure we delete all your videos, which, gosh, that kind of sounds like Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. He seized there.
Yeah. Nothing to see here, folks. Nothing going on. The FBI is fine. We'll always get our man, just like we got Bonnie and Clyde. Oh, wait.
That was an ambush, yeah.
It wasn't the FBI. It was Texas Rangers.
Right. That's right, the Texas Rangers. But in Louisiana.
In Louisiana, yeah. Well, oh, is it Louisiana? Oh, yeah. That's
jurisdiction.
Right. Jurisdiction. But,
that's for kids.
Yeah, just for kids. But the point is that who took credit? Who put out the announcement? J. Edgar.
That's true. He wanted the credit.
Propaganda for press.
Well, if I may ask you, too, as a corollary to what you just said, unfortunately, too many veterans commit suicide. It's not the 22 a day, but people that choose to take their own life, God forbid, they typically don't go to bars and do it in public, do they? That just doesn't make sense. It does not fit the pattern of somebody that's despondent and would take their own life. But
it sure doesn't. Loretta Fuddy, I think, was the lady who certified the birth certificate, and she just died of heart failure after a plane crash 3 days later when everybody else survived. And then there's just a ton of these. And again, the Arkansas State Police marksmanship team does not have the skill for black op wet work. Mm-hmm. But to the Chinese, to the Russians, oh yeah.
Very much so.
Oh, so connect the dots is all I'm saying. And, you know, last year, President Trump tweeted, these guys are committing treason. And I really think this is all being planned now. I think that he let all this work out. And so now they have said that they still want to go ahead, right? Because they want to follow the script. They keep following the script, even though life doesn't fit the script. But I think now we're going to start to see other investigations. The IG report's about done. Barr just reinstated the death penalty. I think there's a new DNI. I think that these guys are getting real scared. But I've got even more interesting FBI stuff. And this goes back to James Comey and how it looks like from the DOJ Inspector General's report as he's finished finalizing his FISA abuse report that Comey had a spy reporting to him about Trump in the White House. But I'll get to that right after this last break. We'll be right back after this. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, your intelligence officer giving you the real news, not the fake news, with my old friend and fellow Ohio State University ROTC commissioning, but he was in the infantry. I was just in the military intelligence. And if any of you guys are listening, I hear Kirk's out there. Glad you guys are still vertical. But got another caller, and so I want to always get to all my callers. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for your great show, as usual. And you always come up with these fantastic things that we never hear about. And the one about Fuddy, Loretta Fuddy. Anyway, I've been trying to look her up. I found her. The news article online says, the one I'm looking at, says she actually died in the plane crash.
That's a lie.
So you have, yep, yeah, okay.
Everybody, look at the video. Everybody on the plane crash survived. There's a diver. She dies later.
It was not a crash either. It was a controlled land or a forced landing.
Yeah, there you go. Controlled, yes.
Yeah. In water.
Yep. So. More misinformation from the, the lying press.
The propaganda press,
and,
yeah.
And influence from probably the Clintonistas and Obamanistas. And they're still dropping like flies all around the Clintonistas and Obamanistas.
Yeah, I don't even know what the body count is. But, of course, the most significant one is what? Seth Rich.
Well, right. I don't want people to forget about Seth Rich. He's disappeared from the public as far as an issue, and whatever they're saying about him, I believe he was murdered and to keep truth information from getting out about the Clintonistas and Obamanistas.
That's why they have to keep doing this, is because everybody's like, mm-hmm. This is ridiculous. Now they have to keep, it's not that they're trying to win elections. They're trying not to go to jail not to get the death penalty. Yeah.
That's probably what happened with Loretta Fuddy, which F-U-D-D-Y, if anybody wants to Google, look that up.
The birth certificate.
By the way,
Arpaio, who used to be DEA a long time ago, and I knew Arpaio, I even bodyguarded him, said he proved forensically that the birth certificate that Obama put out was fake. But if you say anything like that, you're crazy. But you know what? I don't care what you think of me. Young folks, if there's any young folks listening, I hope there are some, it's not what everybody thinks of you. It's what is your duty to everyone out there is how you should define yourself.
And
that's how we define ourselves as warriors. What's our duty? I don't care what you think of me. I'm going to do my duty whether you like me or not. You going to say something, Kirk?
I would agree. There's a perfect example of self-censorship. You bring up a great point. Let's discuss this birth certificate issue. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but let's examine the evidence. Let's have a rational talk. The left doesn't want to do that. So what do? They call names. They invented a term called birthers. That's one example of their technique to silence opponents
it's
and
not
silence criticism.
Everything else is racist and misogynist, but it's should be birtherists.
Yes.
To say they're not really. But anyway, thanks for the call, Mark. So I want to make sure I get to this. In an unprecedented action, Comey created a new FBI reserve position for Anthony Ferrante, who was a cybersecurity expert working in the White House. Now, let me explain to you something. I graduated from the FBI Academy, the DA course in 1990 at Quantico, because the DA hadn't built their academy there. It's a pretty cool place. It's at the beginning of the film, Silence of the Lambs. That's actually, she's actually at the, we call it the hamster thing, because it's all connected by glass quarters. But there's this, the FBI has this reserve program. I know some folks in town that do it, and they're kind of like, they just like to do it. So Comey created this. This is coming out of the IG report that's coming out. Comey created this reserve position for this Anthony Ferrante, who is an expert in cybersecurity. And he inserted him into the White House. And Attorney General Barr is conducting a review of the Russia investigation and the origins of this with Horowitz and Durham. And Ferrante did not report any evidence of hacking. He said, I have no evidence of them actually sitting behind a keyboard in a deposition of actual hacking. Even Comey's guy who he had in there, and he didn't tell Trump, just like they didn't give the same defensive briefing that they gave to Hillary, they didn't give it to Trump because they were after him. Now this is coming out. And this ties back into something a couple weeks back. Remember when I said the propaganda press is all a flitter because Obama's over in Italy and he's got his Italian cool clothes on. He was over there for a climate speech, okay? On a two-day trip and meeting with Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. But it's also suspected that former FBI agent Bill Priestep may have identified the connections with Italy, which are redacted in his testimony to Congress. And so the briefing on who the agent was, it was a foreign government partner. Numerous individuals in Italy are suspected of having knowledge of an attempt by former President Obama to utilize the Italian intelligence network to set up President Trump, leading to his removal from office. Remember, I talked about the CIA, and where did I say Misfit is? They can't find Misfit. Misfit is living right next to the Vatican in Italy. So all these dots are connecting, and they've just told too many lies, and they're falling all over themselves. So what Trump said and what Barr said is that Comey had a spy, Anthony Ferrante, feeding information back to him in the White House. And guess where, Kirk, Anthony Ferrante works now?
Oh, Italian intelligence?
No. What? How about you, John? John, you want to go on the air ever? I want John to come on and talk. He's great. He's too shy, though.
Great guy.
Anthony Ferrante now works for CNN.
Really?
Really. Ah.
Interesting.
How interesting is that? Isn't that interesting? How this, so remember when Hillary said there's a vast right-wing conspiracy. Remember, whatever they're accusing you of, they're actually doing. Mm-hmm. So remember also, that what did Italy just do with their top Italian spy heads, like five or six of them? They fired them. Why? Because Trump's in charge now. And there is an Italian intelligence officer who says members of the Italian intelligence were approached by Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration and the deep state in order to frame Trump by planting evidence through Anthony Ferrante taking emails from Hillary's server. The plan was for Italian intelligence to hack in, plant classified emails from Hillary's servers inside these servers on American soil, and then alert the FBI. The FBI would then raid these locations, discover these emails, investigate links these servers to Trump, and then force Trump to resign. Remember, who was getting raided? at gunpoint, and they had a submersible vehicle off Stone, Manafort. How many charges were there against Stone, by the way, Kirk?
There were a bunch. They had a whole SWAT team, and CNN was standing by watching it.
The CNN guys, probably Anthony Ferrante was out there. Remember? Yeah. Hey, yeah. We're just doing good journalism. We staked out the house at 3 a.m.
How'd you know the raid was going down? That's not good operational security, or OPSEC, as we call it.
OPSEC, yes. OPSEC is very important. And what you get when you get James Comey, who was never an FBI agent, trying to run and operate. Remember, he said, I'm going to run this from the White House so that there's, from the head of the FBI, so that there's no corruption and no political influences. Remember that? And then Stroke was texting his lover. He's head of counterintelligence.
On an FBI device that's tracked. That's insane.
But then they deleted those texts disappeared. So this is all collapsing because all these guys always think they're so smart, and they're not so smart. And this goes back to Oliver North. Everybody, Oliver North, he's a great guy. No, that's when I was involved in my covert operations, first on the military side and then on the DEA side. And I was doing something down there. And when I went to SOC South, Special Operations Command South for Southcom, when the new SYNC South, they don't have SYNCs anymore, but back then they did, hey, are we going to go before Congress like Oliver North? And the answer was no, because we're doing what we're chartered to do. Oliver North, a Marine colonel from the White House, trying to do covert operations. What's a Marine colonel from the White House know about covert operations? Nothing. But they're all so smart up there. They thought they could do that. And so that's what's happening here, is this is all collapsing. And so the Europeans are now aligning with Trump. What's going on? Boris Johnson is called the English Trump, Brexit. Nationalism, which of course is getting destroyed on all the, my wife and I watch Designated Survivor, and we watch Madam Secretary. Nationalism is terrible, but it's not. It is patriotism, and it's going to collapse. This is Jeff Prather wrapping up the show. Keep the faith. God bless America. Talk to you next week. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point.